Hi, and welcome to the first ever STF podcast.
I'm Tom.
And then
Joshua. So how's everybody doing today?
He's a billionaire philanthropist playboy.
I don't know my numbers too well.
Hey, my name is this and that.
So, this is...
why did you add like the dog barking?
That was the best part, I think.
But that was funny.
Okay, let me
introduce this person. I'm gonna have some questions about that.
Okay, this is STF Podcast Episode 4, and here today is myself. I'm Colton. If you didn't know that already, but I have Mike.
Sup,
Josh.
Buenos dias.
And this Eric kid over here.
Hi.
First of all,
I'm very annoyed at Eric.
I am not in a good mood.
Why?
I started off in a good mood today, but the last 30 minutes has put me in one of the worst moods I've had all week.
Now you know how Gus feels.
No, you know how I feel every single week when I'm the one who usually has to coordinate you douchebags into getting the damn podcast started.
Hey,
kiss
I comply with every single direction
Door
I'm given.
You're full of crap, dude. Before every podcast, you have some comment like, oh, hey, guys, you know about this? And then Michael's like, oh, wow, that's amazing. And Eric's like, oh, what's up? And then Tom's like, oh, golly, good day. We going to have a good day in England today?
That was one of the worst accents I've ever heard.
Are you kidding me, Josh? That's your accent?
I am not kidding you.
But anyway.
I hurt his feelings.
Anyway,
that,
let's keep going.
That intro was made by myself.
Colton Wheeler.
It was made by you? No wonder it's so horrible.
Yeah.
All right, but
took me about 30
I have a
minutes.
About the, when did Tony say, like, philanthropist, whatever? When was that?
That's
that
when we were talking about heroes and superheroes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was his best... I thought that was his best quote from then. So I just...
Yeah, that's been a while since.
Seriously.
This is four. It's been 4 weeks.
This is number four. But,
Numero.
Okay.
Uno. Plus uno. Plus uno. Plus uno.
Somebody's not learning their Spanish right.
Catorce. That's 14, if you didn't know.
Roku.
That was cuatro.
That's four.
It is cuatro.
Cuatro's four. I said catorce is 14.
You said catorce.
Oh,
okay. I was like, what? Okay.
Have another race war?
Enough Spanish.
Eric, you're going to lose the race war.
Enough Mexican.
What?
Enough Mexican.
It's called Chinese.
That's not... Eric, we
will beat the fried rice out of you.
Got him. Not really.
What did I say? I said enough Mexican.
Yeah, you think everyone who speaks Spanish is a Mexican?
No, I like the language.
What?
It's called Chinese.
That was not... If you'd be from Spain, and Mexicans are from Mexico, so they speak the language.
Spanish people conquered it, so everybody had to start speaking their language. That's the same thing that happened when people from England came over to the to North America and conquered all the Indians. Or Native Americans, sorry. And so everybody speaks English.
Yeah, you shouldn't be so racist.
Because it's England's language.
And I'm starting Spanish this Tuesday, too. Oh, my God.
I have Spanish.
Did you guys start school already?
I started Tuesday.
Yes.
My classes start this Tuesday.
Wait, Eric, you're in, like, college or in high school?
I'm in college.
Oh, okay. I'm confused, because, like...
I'm just a baby.
You guys, poor baby. Because I started school, like, in July.
Wait, what grade are you in?
I'm in college.
Oh, we got a big boy.
What year?
We got a big boy graduating on this December.
Ooh, no.
All 4 years? Like,
no,
really?
It's an associate's degree.
On what?
Digital filmmaking.
I'm sorry, Mr. College graduate.
Michael, shut up. You went to BOCES and graduated in 2 years, too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You're an idiot.
Anyways, so there's a big topic of Neil Armstrong that passed away.
Oh,
this, no, this
yeah, I can't believe they took all seven of his Tour de France titles.
You're an idiot. You're Armstrong.
Wait, what happened? Okay, let's go back to Lance Armstrong after Neil Armstrong. So
he landed on the moon.
Yes, Neil.
Do you notice that this week was like a big week in like celebrity deaths? Because
not really. Snooki gave birth.
Snooki gave birth
to her first baby.
Ridley Scott's like brother or cousin or something. He also like died. He committed suicide.
Dang.
And also, have you guys watched The Bug's Life?
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Wait, a bug?
In A Bug's Life?
Yeah.
Her voice actor died as well.
Wow.
Dang.
I know.
No, Neil Armstrong isn't a celebrity.
Neil Armstrong wasn't on the moon. How do you not call that a celebrity?
Celebrities are people who like are like actors, like who entertain people. Neil Armstrong didn't entertain people.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
On the moon and then falling on his face, probably.
That's an American hero right there.
He's just a famous person, not a celebrity.
A celebrity is a famous person.
No, celebrity is someone.
Listen, Eric, you mess with him, you're messing with America, basically.
Basically.
I'm calling this CIA. Mm.
I'm not messing with Donald Trump.
I'm calling immigration lawyers on you.
What?
Okay. I thought I forgot to hit record in Audacity, but I didn't.
Thank God.
It's all good.
Well, I don't need to kill you because thankfully I'm not aiming the podcast this week.
I would have just re-edited. I just would have re-recorded what I had to make sense.
That would suck balls, though.
Yeah. It's only been 6 minutes. It's fine.
But.
All in good fun.
So am I gonna take over recording of everything or editing of everything?
I mean, just this week. I need a break.
Okay.
I'm kind of in that.
Because I don't have a problem with it. Just.
I don't think I can just go ahead and take my job. What is this?
Ooh, somebody's getting a little jealous over here.
I'm not jealous. It's just like you can't take something. You can't just give someone something and then want it back.
You gave me the job, and now you're saying you're going to want it back?
No. That's not true. Michael gave you the opportunity to edit the podcast this week. I just was like, whatever.
I don't really care if I edit it or not, so.
I just need something to, I don't know. I need something to do.
I'll probably edit it, like, Thursday night and put it up Friday morning or whatever.
Wait, why are we talking about our editing?
I know, yeah.
What else are we going to talk about?
People, I just like gave you a topic of Neil Armstrong.
Well, we talked about
speaking
him.
Speaking of another Armstrong, do you know that Lance Armstrong is apparently in jeopardy of losing his Tour de France title?
They already took him.
They
already did, yeah.
Really?
I think he's trying to get him back, though.
Yeah.
Actively trying to get them back.
Colin, explain.
For what?
Explain?
Explain why he lost his Tour de France titles.
Well,
yeah.
They say that he was using steroids during the races. So,
he is an Austinite hero. He is a hero of Austin. We can't let that happen.
Well,
he's a hero of America.
It happened, so.
America.
No, of Austin, not America.
What's Austin?
America.
What's
more Austin than America.
But you know what?
More
but you know what's exciting?
It.
We all in this Skype call have as many Tour de France titles as Lance Armstrong.
How's that?
Because we all have zero.
But so does most of the. So does most.
We don't have
so
more than
does everyone
equal.
In Asia. What's your point?
Oh!
I'm just stating a fact. I'm not trying
He did it again!
I unintentionally did that. I unintentionally did that one. That one, I unintentionally did it.
I don't get it.
I said stating the facts.
And that's what our podcast is called.
Stating the facts, son.
I didn't even mean to do that one. I was just like,
so every time you say stating the facts, you're going to start going,
We said it. So. He said it.
We did it again.
It's just like,
I'm just stating a fact.
Guy. You remember how in Family Guy, they were making a joke about when movies say their titles in the movie?
That was a good gag.
That's basically apparently that's just what this is now. Every time I say stating the facts,
it is.
Which I think I've done like just about every podcast except
for every podcast.
No, except for the first one. I don't think I said it in the first one. And goddamn my headphones!
Did they just like fall off or?
My headphones. One of the what do you call like the earmuffs or whatever you call them? Like
I call them
earbuds. They are not. Technically, they're not physically attached to my headphones. So they will just pop off at almost any given moment.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah, it does. But, yeah, that's unfortunate. So, what did you guys do over the week?
I went to school. freaking...
How about you tell me something interesting you did?
I ate lunch at school.
How about you tell me something more interesting?
Somebody else go.
You can't say,
Somebody else go.
What I did was, what I did was, I didn't do anything interesting. I just went to work, that's it. And I called in sick for work because I lied, because I just want to stay home, and that's it.
You guys are boring.
Yeah. What else am I supposed to do? Well, okay. I don't have time to do stuff. I'm in school.
You're young, Colton. You have all the time in the world. You're not like me, who's old as hell and have no time, and all he does is work.
Michael, you don't work. You go home, and then you watch Netflix for the whole day. That's not work.
Oh,
you don't go to the clubs and try and like live your life.
Know what I did?
Well, I'm sorry, I don't have a wingman with me. If Colton lived here, I'd bring him every day to the clubs.
Michael, he's like a little baby.
That's the point! Women like little babies.
New York Comic-Con 2013.
Wait, are you saying that women are pedophiles?
No, I'm just saying they like a man with a little baby. It means they're responsible.
New York Comic-Con 2013. Better watch out.
Yeah, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Wait, are you still playing? Are you guys still playing?
I'm planning
to go.
On going.
I'm not planning to go. I am going. There's a very big...
Well, they live like half an hour from the...
Yeah, it's true. Well, I live half an hour. Michael is usually in Long Island.
The week we go to Comic-Con...
You're going to stay over.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Are you guys going to cosplay?
I want to cosplay as a character from Part 5 Vanguard called Ninja Master M and just go around because I have his deck. So I'll just go over there and play people.
I think Tom might be planning to go.
You don't know about... You know how I've usually, like, at least briefly mentioned Card 5 Vanguard on the
podcast
sometimes.
Yes, I know nothing about it, though.
All you need to know about is it's basically a TV show about a card game.
So, right? Like Yu-Gi-Oh, kind
just
of.
Just like basically. Yu-Gi-Oh.
There is a character in Vanguard called Ninja Master M who plays, like, a ninja deck, which I have. So I want to cosplay as him, go to Comic-Con, and start playing people with the ninja deck, being in character.
Nice.
Nerd.
It's Comic-Con. Everyone's a nerd at Comic-Con, so go.
I think Tom's planning on going.
If he does, that'd be amazing.
If he does, I'm sharing a hotel room.
I'm taking him to Applebee's.
I'm not old enough to go to Applebee's.
Yeah, why Applebee's?
We'll go to Dave and Buster's. We'll go to Dave and Buster's.
I'm not old enough to go to Applebee's.
Dave and Buster's, yeah. I prefer Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, well, they're right next to each other, so it doesn't really matter.
I've never been to Dave and Buster's. And
you never went to Dave and Buster's?
I've never gone. But I live in the South.
I was about to this week. This week, I was about to go to my first time to Dave and Buster's, but they're like, oh, it's a 45-minute wait. I'm like, screw that. It's like 11 in the night.
Wait, 45-minute wait of what?
To get in.
Jesus, was that packed?
Yeah.
I mean, usually people just go there to play games.
I mean, you could, but that's like, you want to eat too. We had family.
Hey, Josh, remember when we went to the ESPN zone? Holy crap, that was packed.
When did we go to the ESPN
zone? Hey, you know what?
It was like a long time ago. You and me and a cousin of ours that was from Ecuador and Slattery.
Whoa. I don't remember this. I remember us going to some place with Slattery before we went to WWE Raw, but... It was like a live show. I remember... Yeah. No. But that's actually a funny story, because I remember me and Michael were assholes back then, and we went... We went with our friend... Were. Trust
we
me.
We still are!
But I'm not as big as one as I used to. But we went to this restaurant. I don't even know what it was. It was like more of like an appetizer restaurant than actually like a legit restaurant. And,
what are you talking about?
Wait, just let me tell
you. Appetizers.
We were killing time before we had to go to WWE Raw to, like, watch the show.
So now I remember what you're talking about.
And we had, like, this extremely, like, gorgeous waitress who was giving us our food. And we were basically telling our friend that you should totally give her your number. So he ends up striking a conversation with her, and she tells him about how she has like a fiance or a boyfriend or something.
That doesn't mean anything.
I know. Then Slattery went to go to the bathroom before we leave, and Michael decided to write his phone number on the receipt, and he wrote "call me."
I remember this now.
You were a terrible person. And then after we left, we told Slattery, oh, by the way, we left your number at the table.
So basically I did the ultimate troll on him.
I wouldn't say that's the ultimate troll, but it definitely was like, he can never go back in that restaurant again, I'm sure.
basically. Like, for those people who don't know, Slattery is a best friend of mine back in high school.
Like,
Slattery was a
kidding?
That would make
me?
That story a lot more interesting. Wait. That would have made that story a lot more interesting if Slattery was.
If we were giving a girl the phone number of a restaurant,
that would be funny. And the restaurant was talking to the girl, so.
This is in 2020.
Anyway, so anything interesting happened in your life?
I went to school.
Well, like, I just said that already.
Yeah, but how is the Southern school system?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, do they teach you how to carve possums into hats?
I haven't taken that class yet. I think that's an elective, actually.
I didn't even know they had electives in the South.
Just a couple.
But you guys have the boringest weekends.
So. Weekends? Yes. Weekends.
I mean, was your weekend any better?
What, like last weekend?
No,
this
weekend.
This week. Oh, so far? Not really.
What about anything just during anything interesting during the whole week?
Did any of you guys do anything that was actually interesting?
I've been playing some Trials.
I went to the gym.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I got one, and I'm going to put this on the link dump. So, hold on one.
I've only got, like, three more expert tracks on Trials Evolution left.
I'm pretty sure Michael is, like, for Madame Kamei's Filipino Palace.
What?
I love those Filipinos.
If anyone got that reference, you are a god.
I did. I don't.
Nope.
That's unfortunate.
Okay, I got something, I guess. Oh, okay,
well,
so
talk
we're,
about
it
while I get ready.
What?
Go
ahead,
talk
say
about it.
Say it. Okay, so I was thinking of my friends and I when we just want to go. We just came from eating, so we're just driving along the road, and there's like this slightly curvy road, and we were driving like 30 miles per hour and like a 50, and we're like, yeah, we're just cruising along. Like, I think it was like 2 a.m, and like I don't know, I had like this feeling. It was like, man, I feel like something bad's gonna happen, and all of a sudden, like, this car just comes swerving along and like. Slams into like the curbside, like the guardrail, and he's like it almost flipped over, and like he like it was crazy. It was like a big ass car accident. I'm like we're like holy shit, and like we like slowed down, and like we saw his car, and like it was all right, and like we just left, and then we came back for like his hubcap rim, and we just stole his rim, and we just drove off.
Are you kidding?
Okay. Wait, no offense, but your story sounded like a 6-year-old was telling it.
I know, right?
I can't explain it right.
You went and stole somebody's hubcap that was in a car accident?
Well, like, the rim came off when he slammed
on
the guardrail.
Did you at least help him out? Like, did you call an ambulance?
No.
Nerd.
You're a dick!
Dude.
Like, when we came back for the rim, this car was still there, like, in some neighborhood, and there was cops there, and we kind of, like, slowly stopped, and, like, we're driving slowly by the car, and, like, the cops and, like, the driver were, like, looking at us, we're like, oh shit, we just like drove off. It was kind of scary.
You know, this is allegedly he stole a rim. He didn't
I took him with me.
You're a dumbass!
Why?
Because what happens if a cop listens to this?
Didn't I know who I am? And they didn't stop me or nothing. I just like took it home as a trophy.
If anybody wants to know, his name is Eric. You can find him on the Rooster Teeth profile.
It's and his username's Eric with 2 K's.
No, the extra K is just, it's my last name.
Eric with a K.
Like, it's my last name, I don't want to spell my whole
What's
last name.
What's your last name?
Yeah, then they're gonna find you.
Whatever.
See, anyway, you gotta assume that everybody is going after you. It's like a conspiracy theory. Everybody's against you.
Yeah. Why?
Because! That's the way of the world. A conspiracy theory. What do you think? JFK was really killed by Lee Harry Oswald and the magic bullet? No! There was 2 guys on the grassy knoll!
On the grass?
I don't believe that
and
anybody's
nobody got
like,
that.
Going against me.
They're just there on the grass, I guess.
Yeah, they're just chin-chilling there.
Chin-chilling?
Chin-chilling? Relaxing. Relaxing.
Hell yeah!
All day, every day.
All day, every day.
Cool as a cucumber.
Anyway, time to tell you my story. So, something great happened to me this week.
This is the best story ever.
That is wonderful.
Yes, it is. It's the best story ever. I passed 200... 20,000 points.
Whoa. I haven't been playing much.
Yeah.
On what?
I haven't
on
been
what?
Achievement hunting much, actually.
I think it's on Xbox.
My gamer score is now 20,000.
Yay, let's have a party. I'll get the bitches.
Mine's still over 30.
Yay. What's your gamer tag?
Shut up, Colin. I'm going to catch up to you one of these
days. Because...
Okay. What's your gamer tag?
My gamer tag?
No, Mike's.
Big boy Mike.
Original.
I know, right?
More original than yours.
Your henchman?
Mine is original. What are you talking about?
Your henchman. What's unoriginal about your henchman?
Mine's much more original.
Well, actually, my new... Okay, I'm not gonna lie. Like... My new one is kind of unoriginal.
What does NG stand for, Josh? I don't get it.
It means Nova Grappler.
What the hell's a Nova Grappler?
It is also from Card by Vanguards. Do you want me to explain the name?
How it might as well for people who don't speak nerd.
You remember how I was talking about my friend I was chilling with in Chinatown on the last podcast?
Was it? Yeah. Wait, was it the last podcast?
Yes, it was the last podcast. That and you guys were being assholes about. Oh, you were on a date.
Oh, so that wasn't the one with your reaction in it.
Wait, what do you mean?
That was going to be the unreleased one.
No.
Was
no.
it that one?
That was no. This,
what
the one where you like the one where you like trolled the crap out of me? That was last week.
Oh, that's the one you okay.
Okay, so basically, that friend, she's kind of a troll, honestly, and she likes
a lot of trolls.
Troll me.
As
so there's this one card in Vanguard that's original name is Genocide Jack, which they censored in English to Brutal Jack. And whenever I play it, I always call it Genocide Jack as opposed to the new name. But my friend likes to continuously say, oh, look, it's Brutal Jack. And she somehow came up with the nickname of Brutal Josh. So I just decided as a game... I was thinking of a new gamer tag because I didn't really want to keep the your henchman. Well, I wanted one with my name on it. So I decided to go with Brutal Josh. But that was taken. So I decided, oh, since Jack is a Nova Grappler, which is where Genocide Jack comes from. So I was just like, okay, NG, Brutal Josh. So that's my nerdy story of how I got the new gamer tag.
So impressive.
I know, right?
Somebody sent a message on Xbox.
Why you
I know. He said, I hope you know I still got the win, dickhead. Go learn how to play. What the fuck?
Wow. Somebody must be really hating on you.
What the hell did I do to him?
You probably betrayed him.
Oh. Okay, I know why. Because I was spamming the shit out of him.
Know how I came up with my gamer tag?
Yeah, let's talk about this. How did we all come up with our gamer tag?
Wait, what's Colton's gamer tag?
MLP Apple Swag.
MLP Apple Swag.
Really? Do we really need an explanation for how
Well, I basically... I just posted a poll on Rooster Teeth in a journal. I was just like, hey, what should my new gamer tag be? And I just posted a couple options, and I just put two of them together. It's a pretty boring story. But there's my nerdy story how mine came to be. Next.
Anyway, I came up with my gamer tag because it was a nickname of mine back in high school, so I just stuck with it. And so ever since, I've become Big Boy Mike with an I instead of a
high
Y.
High school. Good times.
Yep, good times. Don't waste your youth away, kids. Stay in high school.
Why
anybody who's listening,
you're basically telling them to flunk and like just stay in school forever, like high school. Like, you can be like 30.
That's my plan.
That's stupid.
you're gonna go nowhere in life if you actually do that. Okay, next.
Well, I've reached the pinnacle. I've reached the pinnacle of my life. I have my own podcast. That's all.
I have a podcast.
You're 16.
I can die now.
Okay, where do you want it? In the head or in the knee?
Why would I want it in the knee?
So you can bleed out and have a very long and painful death.
Also, you could talk about the knee.
But you're not going to shoot me with an arrow in the knee.
You don't know that.
Oh, really?
That's going to be my cosplay. I'll be a guard from Skyrim.
And you just have the arrow in
that would be hilarious.
Just to keep the arrow in there?
Everyone will take pictures of you.
Then I go around smashing cameras. No pictures.
Oh, wait, so is that it?
No pictures at all.
You'll be like, stop right there, criminal scum. No one breaks the law in my town. Now pay your fine or go to jail.
Or give me sweet cake. Sweet roll.
let me guess. No, isn't like, let me guess. Somebody stole your sweet roll. Yes. God, those guards.
Oh, those guards.
They should have their own, like, reality TV show. Like,
what,
Arrow.
The guards?
Yeah, it should be like, Arrow in the Knee, who was filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Hey, we copyright this. Nobody can take it.
No one can take our reality TV.
It's our idea. It's recorded.
anyone's gonna take it and actually make it into a TV show.
Hey,
we'll sell them the rights if they want to.
Yeah.
You don't know how many people listen to stuff and then take their ideas and like, motherfucker, they took my ideas.
Hmm.
Yeah, because we're not a criminal of that.
Well, so now you could copyright it and now you could sue them.
Basically.
But it costs money. It costs cool. a good bit to. It costs a good bit to copyright something.
It does.
Not if you know the people. Not if you know
what?
Some people.
What people?
That doesn't make any sense.
What people?
Good peoples.
Michael.
What?
No.
No.
You're an asshole.
No? No.
You guys never let me have fun.
Michael, if we let you have fun, we have to let everyone have fun, and then that'll be no fun.
Okay.
But Colin always has
no.
fun.
I wasn't having fun when we started this.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, really. You only have to do this, like, 1 week. I have to do it for the rest
of
the
time. I'll probably end up doing more than just this 1 week.
Maybe, like, in the future.
But, on that note, let's get back on topic.
What? See, I hate that I say this every single week. What the hell is the topic?
That's why I say it, because it makes you angry.
But it's like, what's the topic? Like, tell me, what was the topic that we had before?
Here, you want the topic?
Off topic.
The shooting at the Empire State Building.
There was
shooting
at...
Yeah, I came home and my uncle was telling me about that. I was like, wait, what? Because I was in...
Wait, when did this happen?
This happened on Friday. Apparently, some guy went crazy because he got fired from his job at the Empire State Building. And he ended up, like, shooting some innocents.
No, he shot his boss.
He shot his boss and some innocent civilians.
You know, I thought New York City would be ready after 9/11.
But this was an American. This was an American.
Like, wait, what are you trying to say? Is that?
No, not you, Eric.
Like, what do you mean he was an American? What if he was not an American? That means that it's
Make it like more suspicious. I'm not being
racist, son of a bitch.
I'm not being stereotypical.
He's just stating the person.
I don't know.
Oh my god! I'm not being a racist. I'm just saying, you know, like. Because he's American, people are like, oh, he's just like some normal guy. But if it was like some Arab, like, oh my god.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Holy crap.
Wow. I'm not thinking that. I'm
sure,
saying that other people might think that.
Wow. Whatever you say, Eric.
Racist.
OMG.
Dude,
anyways,
you're
the shooting.
Most racist Asian person I've ever heard of.
Like,
How do you know I'm Asian? How do you know I'm Asian?
You told us multiple times, and we've seen multiple pictures of you.
Yeah.
What pictures have you seen of me? What pictures have you seen
the
of me?
The one where you look
me.
Like a chipmunk?
Oh, yeah.
Or a baby.
And then the
damn
one
it.
With the pancake on your face?
That's not me.
That was not, you thought that was him?
That's what
nerd.
I thought.
You're a nerd.
That's not me. That is not me.
Who was that then?
It's just some random picture I got on the internet.
Oh, internet.
Huh.
Why would I put a pancake on my face?
Because you're crazy?
I probably would, but that's not me.
I just
that's
noticed that
me.
Colton linked the card, the wikipedia.org wiki card by Vanguard. Why the hell?
I don't know.
You should have like wikied Ninja Master M.
Why don't you do that then?
Yeah, Josh. Send him the link dump, bro.
Anyway, just get back on topic with the shooting.
Go ahead.
So,
oh yeah, let's get back. Josh, you were talking about this.
So for me, I didn't know it even happened until I got back home. I was in Chinatown the whole day, just doing stuff, and then I come
Man,
back
you're always,
home,
in, you're always in Chinatown.
I am always in Chinatown. It's like my
That's
do you,
where
want, to,
all
do
these
you want to be an Asian
from.
Do you want to be an Asian now?
I don't
like,
know
you,
no,
you
no,
want
no,
to be
no,
Asian
those are the black people that go to Chinatown. They want to be Asians. This is not even a lie. I know two black people. One wants
Josh.
To be Japanese, the other one wants to be Korean.
Listen, Josh, they don't want to be an Asian. They want to get inside of an
no,
Asian.
No, this is not true. Dude, one of these guys I know, he's, like, dyed his hair all these different colors, and he, like, all he wears is, like, all this, like, Korean, like, memorabilia stuff. Like, I'm like, whoa.
OMG, what a tryhard.
No, and another guy I know his real name, which I'm not gonna say, but I see him on Facebook, his name is always like a Japanese name.
Like Hari Nagasaki.
Wow, that's not racist.
No, yeah, and you call me a racist.
Yeah, really, you're
I'm not racist, bro.
You call me a racist.
Yeah, that's what you are. But anyways, Colton, I think you were trying to
was
say.
Was I?
I don't know, you tell
well,
me.
Well, we are at a half an hour, so we should probably wrap up here.
A half an hour, we're gonna wrap
really?
Up.
Really? Half an hour recording?
We have fun.
Yeah, we have fun.
We just got started.
I was on Reddit and like there's a picture of a guy actually because two people died at the shooting and like someone actually took a picture and posted on Reddit like the guy got shot in the head.
Oh my god!
And I was like, why would you post this?
Yeah,
do people post anything?
I'm not gonna link that. So don't bother.
I'm not gonna link that, but you know it was just crazy. Anyways, another topic. Did you know squids dance to music?
Do they?
Yes, like there was a scientist who played Cypress Hill, Insane in the Brain, and the squid start like spazzing out. Oh, not spazzing out, but it started like dancing with the beat. It was pretty crazy.
I think he might have been part of the band that played Under the Sea.
Seriously?
He must have been like, oh, is the racial Jamaican crab back?
Disney reference.
Whoa. Under the Sea. Under the sea.
I was thinking of Beyond the
Sea. I watched that movie when I was really little. So.
Really now? Because no one watched
it. Like how little?
You don't say.
Yeah, really, like you don't say.
Jeez, Colin, everybody's getting on your ass now.
Jeez, I watched it when I was 50 years old.
This is just going to be the Colton cast. Everybody else is just going to get edited out.
This is the troll. No, this is the
Don't even
cast.
Bother sending your audio.
Fuck you,
forever. It's like you just talking to yourself. It's like forever alone.
Basically,
I'm gonna take your Skype picture and just turn it into like a forever alone Colton.
Will you?
Because it's like no, a forever alone face on it.
But I should.
Wait, what is my Skype picture?
It's a picture of you.
Oh yeah, with my Conan O'Brien haircut.
Yeah, I
that's who you look like.
He looks like a mini Colton O'Brien.
Colton O'Brien.
Colton,
I thought that's what you said.
That is what I said. Like it works. Like I didn't even mean to say it like that. I was like, oh wow, that works.
Well, you know, I try.
Colton does try to be like famous people,
like Neil Armstrong.
Are we done talking about Neil Armstrong?
Yeah, seriously.
We'll never. Be
I got done. A new money clip.
Oh yeah, talk about your money clip.
What's a money clip?
It's like
it's a clip where you put your money.
It's pretty straightforward with the words.
Jesus, Joshua.
Hey, that could mean anything. Trust me.
What else can it mean? Money clip.
Well, see, I don't want to make this an NC-17 podcast.
Too late. We're already explicit tag out.
We don't
mind,
but we're not that explicit. No.
It's just you.
Are you kidding me?
Not where I want to go with this, so let's not. Go ahead. Go and explain why your money clip is so important.
Why is it so important? Well, I got it engraved. And.
Go on.
Yes. What is an engravement of?
Well, it's three lines of text. Apple flag.
My Little Pony?
No.
That would be amazing if it was.
Does it say Applejack on it?
It doesn't say Applejack on it anyway. Although I'm thinking about getting another one. That is just My Little
that
Pony.
Says Apple Swag.
Do you have this much money that you need?
No,
clips?
But I can like.
Here's a question for you. Why a money clip instead of like
a wallet?
A wallet. Well, yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I just don't like wallets.
A wallet could hold many things. It could hold cards, your ID, your money. Like a money clip just holds money.
Like where do you put a money
in my
clip?
In my pocket?
Okay, but to me that just seems like it's more susceptible to be stolen as opposed to a wallet if you put it in your back pocket.
How?
Because if it's in your
if it's in my front pocket, I get my money clip. I have my phone, and they're both in the same pocket. So I.
Well, then he can steal your money clip and your phone.
I'm gonna feel if there's taking my phone out of my pocket.
Why would you be feeling your pocket?
Well,
it's kind of rubbing
on my leg.
Somebody's got a hole in their pocket.
Did you feel like, yeah, did you feel like a hole in your pocket?
That's only like one pair of pants, though.
You only have one pair of pants?
No, that has a hole in the pocket.
Oh. Well, wait, why do you have...
is that what you use for special occasions?
Occasionally. But anyway, back to the engraving. I don't know, but
yeah. What's so special about this engraving?
The first line is, respect me, with an exclamation point.
Uh-huh.
The second line is, why? Like, it's a conversation, you know.
Uh-huh.
And the... The third line is, I have a podcast, with an exclamation point.
So basically you're saying, I have a podcast.
So respect me.
Respect me.
So bow down to me.
And I have like...
Bow down to your
and
king.
I have like $30 in it.
So basically it's like, hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but I have a podcast, so watch it maybe.
Or listen to it, but...
Yeah. Watch it?
Why? Why
are you an idiot?
That? Seriously? Again?
I had more money, but I bought like 3 pony toys yesterday. So.
Oh, which one?
I got an Applejack one with a saddle because I didn't have that one.
I'm not gonna ask why I came with.
Well, it just had a saddle with it, like the accessory to it. And
okay. Are you sure that's what you?
Yes.
Used
Are you sure you didn't get the Lyra plushie?
No. Never.
I think you would. What the hole in it?
That's what it is, right? Yes. No, never. But, and then I got 2 just, like, the background characters. I forget which ones.
Which ones?
I forget. I'll have to...
Well, like, a friend of mine has given me, like, a Twilight Sparkle keychain. I'm pretty stoked about that.
Why don't you guys save your monies for RTX?
Because I'm not going to RTX.
RTX is, like, a month away. First off, that's like a month away.
Did you say a month?
I said a month at first.
Do you know how much travel is going to cost
you? I'm basically... For
hotel and entertainment. You can buy stuff at RTX, like the... Like merchandise.
I'm focused on going to the Vanguard Championships in Tokyo, so you know.
Oh my god, you're not gonna win.
I have a strong dude. If you basically for the Vanguard Championships, if you win, if I win the first one, I get a free trip to Los Angeles. I win the second one, I get a free trip to Tokyo.
And
if I
third
win
one?
The last one, I'm the champ.
Then you're gonna get shot.
Oh my god, you get nothing. You get nothing.
Shot. Wait, gonna what? Get shot if you win.
I could have been a contender.
But anyway, back to travel.
Oh yeah, let me ask you this: like, does your mom like think of like, man, why is my son like these girly little toys?
I don't know.
It's my brother.
Wow.
Yeah, it's my brother who's more.
She.
Than...
I'm not. A
she asked
kid.
Me about
no,
it.
Like
she asked me about it occasionally, but not like.
My.
What do you say to her?
Like, oh well.
What's your?
I don't know. Just like I'm collecting them. That's usually my answer, or something to that matter.
Do you like open the box and like play with the like
occasionally?
The toys?
I'll play with them, but they're mostly just like on a shelf.
Yeah, the same way with me and my trans parents. Michael, on the other hand, is like a giant douche. He's like, oh, I hate them. I'm gonna kill those motherfucking ponies.
I am gonna kill those motherfucking ponies.
Anyway, see? Back to I had one thing to say about the travel for a New York Comic Con. I'm basically. Thinking that I'll probably need to save up like
$1,500.
$1,500?
Just to be like comfortable with.
Can't you take like a bus?
A bus from the south?
Yes. Yes.
Is a bus more cheaper than?
Yeah, but
plane?
it'll take like three days for me to get there.
But how? But compared to buying a plane.
Well, I'd rather take a plane
to go
because,
the south because
it's
York.
In New. It's in October, so I'd have to take off school. And I'd just
yeah,
be like,
so?
I'd rather take a plane.
But that's so
wait, what's
expensive.
Wait, what's in October?
That's what
Comic-Con
is. I'm not going this year, but next year.
Yeah.
That's why I shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, for those who don't know, me and my brother are going to be at Comic-Con, so if anybody wants to, you know. Say, you know,
yeah.
hello or stuff
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
We'll be there
because
this year and next year we'll be at RTX.
Yes, because I sued.
I thought you said you guys weren't going.
No, this year we're going.
We're going this year. It's gonna be an.
Are you taking a bus?
No.
Are you crazy? I'd rather get stabbed by a homeless person than take a bus.
I'd rather.
But
not.
Why would you get stabbed by a homeless person than taking a bus? Yeah.
Because I would never, ever, ever take a bus. I took a bus once from one place to another, and it took like 5 hours, and I had to sit on my ass for 5 hours. It's like,
really? Don't say.
I think Tom said he was going to try to go to Comic-Con next year.
That'd be awesome. Saying. And, like, of course, our pseudo-popularity at this time would make it so people would want to glomp us, like, this October.
Basically.
I think I just go to RTX, that's it. I don't think I go to any cons.
RTX is a con.
I think RTX is the one I could go to.
It's an expo.
But that's a convention.
Yeah, it's a convention.
It's like when you
it's the only one I could afford to go to.
That's why
you live right next
that's
door.
That's why
I just walk there.
You need
but
to
like,
save money all next summer, and then everybody
just,
needs to go to
just save them birthday monies.
And then you need to go.
Yep, save birthday.
Oh yeah, my birthday's next month. I forgot about that. Oh shit, my dad's birthday's tomorrow.
My birthday's next. Wait. Your birthday's next month. What day?
I don't want to be too specific with it. Why?
Just
because
say the
me and Tom also have our birthdays next month.
Here, I don't want to say it. Hey, there you go. I don't like people to know my birthday. I don't really like
his birthday is the 40th.
Oh yeah! Wait. What year were you?
His birthday's on the 21st.
Oh my god! Why would you say it?
Why would you do that?
You're such a dick.
Oh well, it's not like they know how old he is.
Wait, Eric. What year were you born?
What year now?
No, I want to know because I want to see if you're older or younger than me.
I'm the oldest member of the podcast.
Okay, so it goes Tom, then me, then you.
That's an oldie?
No, oldest? From youngest. Youngest?
Well, youngest, I'm on the bottom.
No, oldest, youngest. Tom is the oldest out of all of us.
How old's Tony?
How old is Tom?
Tom is the same. It was born the same year as us, but he was born first before us.
No.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest.
No, I'm saying out of me, Tom, and Eric.
How old is Tony?
The 92 kids.
92
all day, every day.
That was a stupid year anyway.
Screw that. That was the year when Aladdin was made.
Who cares?
I care.
Aladdin cares.
Aladdin.
It's all about the 90s, son.
What good happened in the 90s?
Absolutely nothing.
Law and Order.
Oh wow, Law and Order. God forbid we don't have Law and Order.
Law and Order is. I prefer.
What's that
CSI.
Show even about?
Law and Order. It's
dying.
About. No, it's about New York's finest
and people
detectives.
Dying.
Okay. That's cool.
See, you guys have no concept of good episodes or
good
shows.
Episodes.
No, what you have no concept
so,
of?
It...
What?
I thought I had something, but I lost it.
Your face.
Oh.
Suck my wee-wee.
I'll pass.
Michael, why would you want a young boy to suck on your wiener?
Ew.
Michael's a pedo.
You know, I'm not too sure about coming to Comic-Con now.
I know, right? I don't think I'm going to go with him either.
I promise I won't lock you in
the
basement.
I think I'll just split a hotel room with Tom.
I don't think I should, like, go to Comic-Con with Michael now. I'm afraid that he might, like, try to get all the lollies. And for those of you who don't know, lollies are like, it's like Japanese for like little girls.
Okay, I was wondering, like, what the hell is a lolly?
How do you not know?
Yeah.
You should
know
about this.
Wait, I'm not Japanese.
You know what Lolita is? Because that's a movie, first off. That's the name of a movie.
Yeah, I heard of the movie Lolita, but I don't know.
But it's about
what it
means. A little girl, Lolita.
Oh, I've never seen it, so.
It's kind of fucked up. Don't watch it.
I heard, like, something happened. Something really bad happened
in the
movie.
Yeah, like, some little girl got.
Yeah, somebody saw you and cried.
I think that happened once in my life. Well, I think I never.
Whoa! I just made that up, too.
Well, he is from Texas.
I'm a Texan.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
And as quoted from Full Metal Jacket, only steers and queers come from Texas.
Well, I'm a steer, not a queer, so.
Yeah, really.
I don't see horns growing on you, son.
I don't see a steer here, so it must be the other end.
Got him.
Ouch, fucking got him.
Do you suck dicks?
I hate you. No.
Are you a Peter Pumper?
No. Bullshit.
I bet you're
the
kind of guy that
will fucking
ass and not even have the goddamn common courtesy to give him a reach around. I'll be watching you.
I love that movie.
That was a good movie.
It was a good movie.
Shout out to Stanley Kubrick.
Shout out to Arlie Ermey, man.
No, but the movie was directed by Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah, but he's a real... Arlie Ermey's a real life drill sergeant, so he's badass. And then he had his own TV show. And he was in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
He was?
Yeah, he was the sheriff. Dude,
remember, I'm not a horror guy.
Oh yeah, I forgot, Josh, he was on the Texas Chainsaw. The new one, not the old one.
Care could be less given.
I remember, you don't watch any horror movies, goddamn.
Well, you can talk about it with me, I watched all the horror movies.
I don't want to talk about it with you.
Well, we can talk about Slender if you want.
Speaking of Slender, Mike, you played Sanatorium. What the hell is that?
I want to play that so bad. It's just like
Slender, but it's a different map.
It's like in a building, I guess, right? Like in a building?
Yeah.
It's in like a hospital.
This picture is in no way related, but
yeah, if I was your boyfriend, I'd know what the hell.
Wait, what is this?
It's the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Anyway.
Oh yeah, I seen that. That's so stupid.
It's so horrible.
It's horrible.
Anyways, I got one more news.
One more news.
So,
did he say nudes?
News.
Oh, nudes. I thought he said nudes.
So anyways, an Ohio nurse threw away a kidney that was going to be transplanted into a patient. So,
any more story? Any more backstory?
No, I'm just going to say,
isn't that what? From the South where
calling out Ohio?
Ohio. Calling in Ohio.
Colton is in Ohio, but are you calling out Ohio?
You better watch out to go to the hospital, man. You gotta go with your kidney.
Yeah, really?
Well, anyways, like, I was gonna say, like, what anyone else, like, say, like, one of your, I guess, like, one of your family members was sick or a friend, like, would you donate one of your organs to your friend or family?
Well, I wouldn't donate my heart.
How much money is involved?
None. It's a donation.
Mike, just so you know, I would not give you any of my organs.
Screw that, I just robbed
Rob my organs.
Michael, if you lose any of your organs, it's probably because they're like halfway deep in like Krispy Kremes. I noticed no one was laughing.
Got him.
I guess. Was I just a little too dark?
A little too dark.
Wait, I didn't know your name was Mike and Mike's name was Tom.
Wait, what?
That's how Mike treats Tom. Shout out to Tom, by the way.
Shout out to Tom.
Have fun.
We miss our token British
guy. Have fun listening to music.
Make sure to stop eating all them tea crumpets and get back to the podcast.
Who's the other guy? Tony? Oh, yeah, I miss Tony, too.
I miss Tony. I miss everyone. I miss Amon.
Even though she never talks.
And that's what makes her so missable.
I never met her or him.
It's a her.
Her? Okay, I never met her, so I don't know. I guess maybe next week I'll talk to her.
Hopefully,
if she gets that mic and fixes her whatever is wrong with her audio.
Yeah, what was I gonna say?
In 2 weeks, I don't know if I'll be here. I think it's 2 weeks.
Okay. What is? I can't, like, the second.
Take
your like forever alone picture. It's like so stupid.
That's crazy, bro.
Someone post a link to the forever alone picture and say they don't know.
It's like your face, like your voice matches with the face.
That's not nice.
It's
so funny.
So, anything else we got to talk about, or should we just start wrapping up?
I have one thing that we should just like kind of as an ender for us.
Enderman.
Minecraft, the next update will be here. I think it's supposed to be in September, early September.
It's already here, the next
skin pack. 1.8. No, 1.8.
Oh, the update. Yes. What's so special about it?
It's the adventure update. Well, they're adding creative mode.
Wait, to the Xbox finally?
Oh, nice.
Nice.
I know.
You know what that means? People are going to be sending out Forge Maps to Achievement Hunter now.
Probably.
But, I can't wait for that.
What were you going to say?
I said just like Trials.
In Minecraft?
maybe.
Hmm.
You don't know.
Minecraft horse.
True. That, I would like to see that.
And also, we're going to try to finally, this week or next week, have our spleef tournament.
Probably next week.
What the hell is spleef again?
It's,
oh my lord, if we got to keep reminding you, I'm going to slap you across the face.
It's a sport game in Minecraft.
Okay. Oh. I don't know how to anything to do with this. Though.
Today, I was just looking at different, just like Xbox 360 Minecraft maps on YouTube, okay. And somebody had made a Hunger Games map.
Okay. What the hell is the?
You know,
Hunger
like
Games
like the movie and the book.
It's not a movie; it's a book.
It's a book that was made into a movie.
I never even watched the movie, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Okay. I never watched it either.
Me
so.
Neither, so
I don't know what they're talking about.
You're all on your
I
own.
Know
call.
Of it.
Forever.
It's like a
forever alone.
Well, pretty much, I guess how the game would play. You start out like you start, and then you have to pretty much. It's last man standing, basically.
So yeah. You just kill each other,
and it's just like a wide area.
I didn't even know you could kill each other in Minecraft.
Wait, is it killing each other, or you get killed by the monsters like they did in the Let's Play?
You have to kill each other. Yeah, oh, I didn't. I wasn't even talking about the Let's Play. I was just talking about in general, Last Man Standing.
Okay. Well, I guess we should wrap up now. This.
Are we?
Just, okay. We've been going for
50 minutes, 51 minutes.
Yeah,
we'll make this a short podcast this week.
Just so anyone remembers, make sure to send any emails or questions or theme songs or whatever the hell you want to send us to stfpodcast@gmail.com. Make sure to check out the Twitter @stfpodcast. I believe we have a Tumblr now.
We have a Tumblr?
Tony was talking about last week that we had a Tumblr.
What the hell's a Tumblr?
It's the thing with the
oh my
picture.
God, do you not know what
it's
anything
a,
is?
It's a picture
like
thing.
Like you roll around
and
stuff.
Also, check out our YouTube, STF
yep.
Podcast.
And
a lot of great Let's Plays, like me and Tom.
And me and Tom as well. It seems like Tom's going to be in like all the Let's Plays.
He's not going to be in my Kingdom Hearts Let's Play.
Well, that's debatable.
Debatable.
I want to be in a Let's Play.
Then get your ass on. No, don't stop betraying people in Halo and we'll do a Halo Let's Play.
Yeah, basically, bitch.
All right,
well, I don't even have your gamer tags.
Oh, you we talked about that for like.
I don't have yours.
My gamer tag.
Well, we'll discuss it. After
I think
the
they're
podcast, so
they should. Like, they're probably on all our Rooster Teeth profiles.
Probably, but anyways, let's say goodbye. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
I love you.
This week.